Ruby?
Yes.
There are a couple of guys that weren't around, so maybe, Aaron, you want to like just do a quick review of the questions and the answers?
From last time, you mean?
Yeah, we first started Tuesday, but some of the guys are in shear today. We're not there.
Sure. You do the issues from last. The first thing we took up, Rebbe, you had a question of how could you have a look at Chila B'dieved by Shechita if it's just a Hechsher? That was the first question, Rebbe, I think you asked. And then I think you also wanted, on the heels of that, you wanted to know if by a Mumilite Avon, if you check the knife afterwards and there's no Pigam, it's good. So why is that only B'dieved? Why, like a Chila, can't you just give it to him and check? What's the sense of saying it's only with the oven?
Right, and for that we went to the Ran. Of course, the Ran himself asked the question. Right?
Yeah, right. But then he said something funny. He said that it's going to look to people, they're going to draw a conclusion from the fact they see you checking afterwards, that you don't really have to check. And it's only like a chila, but yeah, you don't really have to check. And the question was, well, why would you think that? What kind of
thing right. is that? That's right. So we answer that one by saying that people will think that really it's kosher if you check afterwards. The only reason you do it is, of course, you don't want to rely on them. Well, first we defined what it means. In other words, what does it mean when he says that once you give him the shrita knife and he knows how to do shrita, that we don't worry about anything anymore? What kind of halacha is that? So he said that's a halacha about Zuki Surah Lama. We don't assume that there's something went wrong. So, insofar as giving in the Sakin, that you have to be bothered because since he's a Mumulate alone, so we can't rely on him to do it. So that's why we have to be bothered. However, once we know the Sakin is good and we know that he knows what to do for Shechita, so then we say, Achzuki Yisura Lo Machzikin. We don't assume that something went wrong. So now, the onlooker might say that the reason why the Chachamim required a bedikah is because they didn't want to rely on a Chzuki Yisur, because they thought that will open up a bad situation, a Pandora's box, because people always use that concept freely. So therefore they wanted to take it out of that room. But really, b'dieved, it's kosher.
Right, and the Kamash Balan was that those are two different things. The Chazaka that he's going to do Shechita properly, that's a Chazaka. But like you don't have like an Umdana that he's going to be Tareach to check the knife. It doesn't exist. There simply is no Umdana. That Mumu Te'avon is not, there's no assumption that he would even, but the Yavid, you can't even assume he would check the knife.
Yeah, once again.
I mean, the maskan is, though, that Now, there is a chazaka that a mumar, once he does shchita, mumar tiavon, when he does shchita, he'll do it properly. But there's no umdana at all that he'll check the knife, that he'll be terech to check the knife. It's not like, that's the most common. I mean, they would think it's just like there really is an umdana that he'll check the knife, but the kachila, we don't want to rely on it. But the kamashalan is there is no umdana. We don't assume he'll be terech whatsoever to check the knife. It's that's just right. As a chazaka that if once he does shchita, he'll do it properly. Because lo shav kineshetei rav akri sura.
Yeah, just give me a second.
Rebbe, you highlighted the lo ya'ar kilkel. That was the key thing you said.
The what?
The words in the Ran, lo ya'ar kilkel, as opposed to lo yiskalkelu. I mean, it's not something in the gavra. So therefore, we didn't have any worry. But regarding Bediga Sakin, that's the person himself. So therefore, we have a problem there.
You don't know. Just a second. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what we said. In other words, why would the guy think that it's only? Why would the guy think that it's not market? If he's a mumar tiavon, so then it should be market.
I thought you said that they're going to think there really is an umdana that he would check the knife. They just don't look achil. They just thought like achil. You don't want to rely on an umdana like that. So you check it yourself afterwards. But with the evet, if you weren't able to check it afterwards, it would be fine because there is an umdana that he did it.
There's an umdana that he did it.
Right, but like achil, you shouldn't rely on it. So you check the knife, and you find that it was pogrom. Then you know it's no good. But if you can't check the knife, it's gone or something. Then it would still be fine, because there is an umdana like that.
Yeah.
But the reality is there is no umdana. We don't assume that he would check it at all. And if you can't find the knife, it's bidyavid. It's even bidyavid's no good.
Yeah, that's the way we had it. That really, there's an they would assume that there's an umdana that he wouldn't use a knife that's no good. And then we went on to ask the question about what's the difference between the sakin and the shchita. And for that, you explain that the concern is that maybe something went wrong and he didn't care, right? And so we're not choshesh for that because ein machzikin in isura. But by the sakin, you need a sakin yafe, and we need a positive quality. And we can't trust that he'll go after a sakin yafe.
Right.
We added the idea also that getting good knife is a tircha, and we expect that he's lazy and won't go after it. But if he knows hilchos shchita and you give him a good knife, he's good to go.
Yeah, and we don't assume that something went wrong. He's just missing. In other words, lo torach. It's not true. The halamin is that a mumar v'tiavon, if he can get it to a tircha, he'll do it. But if he can't get it, then he'll be over. But if he can get it to a tircha, there's an umdana that will shavak. And when do I say that it'll be over when he can't get it? But if it just requires tircha, so then I don't say he's not going to do it. And that's why you don't have to check it. But the Chacham didn't want to rely on that because then the person won't differentiate. He'll make up other cases. He'll expand the concept according to his notions. So because they didn't want to open up that Pandora's box, so that's why they said you have to check it. But really, by Tircha alone, we still say, Lo Shala Katera V'Ochal Isur. So the diyeved is good. But they didn't want to say V'Chatzila because they didn't want to draw the line and say that Tircha will do.
Why won't this be a problem if you check it first and give it to him? Why don't you have the same problem that people might misunderstand?
If you check it first?
Yeah. Why is it only if you check it afterwards does this problem arise that people have a misconception? Couldn't they have the same misconception if you check it first and give it to him?
Well, if you check it first, so you're saying that if you don't check it first, it's no good.
Couldn't just be l'kachilo? Maybe they'll just say l'kachilo, you should check it first and then give it to him. But yeah, if you don't check it, it's still fine because you assume he got a good knife.
You know, what's the difference between before and after?
Yeah, seems like they only make this conclusion that it would have been fine anyway when you check it afterwards. But somehow they realize if you check it first, then now it's like makif.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe it's just like people draw different conclusions that when you have a requirement in advance, they feel like it's something you need to do in order to do the shechita. But when you do something afterwards, they don't relate to it as like a necessary thing. It's just a kiyum. After you're done, there's like a kiyum to check. But they relate to something in advance as like ma'akev. Maybe just that's the way people think of hechsherim or requirements. The requirements should be done in advance. You know, it's a little psychological, but it seems like that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say that, Aaron, even if after checking the knife and it was found to be no good, that they would not mater the achila?
If after you check the knife and it's no good, then definitely no. What do you mean?
Well, if you couldn't eat because they checked the knife after the shechita and they found that it was a pagam in the saken, and they would say you can't eat it, so people aren't going to make an assumption that it's not necessary.
Well, that's because you know it's no good. If you see it's no good, then definitely it's no good. The question is like, they would say if you don't have the knife at all, it's still fine.
Lost the knife.
Yeah, right. But they realize if you check, obviously you're checking it, that if you find it's epic pugum, then it's no good. I mean, they know that. Or else what's the point of checking, you know?
And maybe like this, that that if they held that it's, if they held that it's no good if you don't find it, you're not bothered. So, in other words, if you lost a knife, so then it's not good. So if they held that way, or even if they, forget that. Let's say that if they would hold, see, what's the problem with L'chatchila? The problem with L'chatchila is that he could be mafsid the shechita. So therefore, be able to altashus. So his bosses mentions that. So therefore, if you hold that there's no chazoka, that he's going to be bodeg, so you wouldn't give him the shechita l'chatchila because he might be mafsid the shechita. So if the gig is miyakev, so you wouldn't allow him to do it.
Right. I mean, you're taking a risk that you're not going to be able to check the knife and the whole thing's going to be no good.
Well, you're taking a risk that you'll check the knife and you'll find out it's not good.
Right. It's true. I mean, nobody would do that.
Nobody would do that.
Right. I had that. meaning it, right? They're going to say if it really would have been miyake, you would definitely check the knife first before you give it to them.
That's right. Because otherwise, you're entering into the sphere of maybe it will be mafsid the shita. And that we wouldn't do.
Meaning that if you checked afterwards, people would assume that it's not makif.
So if you check afterwards, so people will assume it's not makif.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it were makif, so then how do I allow him to shech b'chafila? Maybe you'll check it and you'll find out it's not good. So you see, so it must be that really there is a chazaka. That a moment of the other one, there's a chazaka that will be my triach insofar as the shechit is concerned. Because the tircha, because the Chachamim held that the tircha is not enough to say that a mumel at the other will not do it. But since they didn't want you to make such decisions, so they said, check it. Yeah, but one second. So how does it work out now?
What do you mean, Rabbi?
Let's review that. In other words, what would the Rambam say? The Rambam would say that really it's kosher. Because when it comes to tircha, he's going to do the tircha.
Right, they're just going to think l'kachila, you shouldn't rely on that, and you should check anyway, l'kachila. But they're going to infer that it's only the kachila because that's why you checked afterwards. Had it really been ma'akev, b'di'eved, you would have checked beforehand before you gave him a knife, before you let him do shechita on the animal.
Right, so if what they say, then it's not ma'akev.
Right, but it really is. I mean, it is ma'akev. We don't assume he'll be tarech at all to check the knife.
Right. That really, the moment we'll go through the trouble of checking the knife. If that's the case, so why do you make him do, why do we check it afterwards? And why don't we just give it to him l'chatchila? So the answer is, because if we give it to him l'chatchila to do that way, people would think that people would think that really he's kosher. That with regard to this tircha, he'll be matriach. But the reason why the chums had to check the knife was because of a chumr ba'alma.
And that's where the Pandora's box is going to open?
Just saying. Yeah, it's tricky. Otherwise, the question is, yeah, I'm trying to remember how we had it.
Rabbi, what issues bothering you, Rabbi?
Yeah, how does it work out?
Which particular problem is bothering you, though? Which?
Why the kasha is, why can't you do l'chatchila?
So I thought you said that you can't do l'chatchila because they're going to draw, the observers are going to draw a false conclusion.
Yeah,
and as they're going to draw a conclusion that, b'di'eved, you can assume that he would check the knife, that he would check with a good knife. And then they're going to, at a later point, use a Merut Yavon for Shechita and not check the knife at all. If the knife gets lost, let's say. So they're going to think it's fine, but the Yavon, and they're going to end up eating the Vela.
If you allow Lechachil.
Yeah, if you allow Lechachil, like, yeah, it's not a good situation. Like, to continuously do an ongoing basis, always just check the knife afterwards, people are going to get the impression that if the knife gets lost, really it's fine. And the whole thing is the kachila, not to rely on the fact, not to rely on the umdana that he would check it. But they'll think there really is an umdana, he's going to check it. And if you just keep doing that over and over, that's the system, the kachila you set up to check it afterwards. People do that constantly.
Right.
So then they're going to end up with the wrong conclusion. They're going to think if the knife gets lost, it'll still be fine. But that's not true. That really would be a real nevela, because there was no assumption whatsoever that it was a good knife. And if you don't check the knife at all, it really isn't available still.
That's correct. Why would I assume that you don't have to check it if the evidence is good?
I mean, that's what you added today, because otherwise you should check it first. If you're really relying on the fact that you're going to check it afterwards and it's going to be fine, that's not like a risk a person would normally take if that would really be ma'akiv. So it must be they're going to assume that it was really it's just like a thin lekachila, it's a kiyum lekachila, you should check it. But if it was really ma'akev, then they would assume you would have checked in advance.
Right, no one would risk being mastered the animal.
The what?
No one would risk being mastered the animal that way.
Right, so they're going to assume that there's no way that it's ma'akev at the eved checking the knife. So therefore, the chum didn't want you to do that. They didn't want you checking the knife afterwards, because if you do that on a consistent basis, you're going to end up with a distorted notion of how we treat the mumur l'tiavon, and people are going to think we assume he does more than he really does, and it's going to lead to a takala of people eating the velas.
Right. So we check the knife because we don't want to rely on the chazaka.
Right, but they want you to check it in advance, because when you check it in advance, then nobody's going to draw a conclusion that it's only lekachili you're checking it. They're going to realize that you have to check the knife or else the shechita is no good. And that's why you checked it first.
So why do you check it if you did it?
Well, if you do it later, they're not going to say the shechita is no good. If you do check it later and you find that it's a good knife, so then his shechita is fine, because you assume he did a perfectly good shechita and you see the knife is good. So the animal's fine. They didn't knas you. But they just didn't want to say lekachila set up the system that way, because if you repeatedly do it that way, then people are going to draw a false conclusion. But if one time it happens and then you check the knife and you see it's fine, then they didn't knas you and make the animal asa. And there's no reason the animal should be asked, because the knife is fine. You just checked it afterwards. And there's a chazaka that he did the shechita properly. Yes, they didn't introduce a knas, but they just said, like, achila, this is not a good way to do it, to consistently check it afterwards, because eventually people are going to draw a false conclusion.
Right. So they'll say that even if you're not putting it good, because even though it's a moment of the other, but he'll do everything he can to make sure it's kosher. Aye, if that's the case, so why can't I do a chatzila? That's the hard part.
No, I mean, that's, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you don't want to do a chatzila because you don't want them thinking that. You don't want them thinking that he really would check the knife. Because then one time the knife is going to get lost, and they're thinking it's probably good anyway, because it was just lekachila to check the knife. So you don't want them thinking that he really does check the knife. You know, that's going to lead to a nevela and them eating a nevela.
Because really you don't trust
them. Yeah, you don't trust them to check the knife at all, like whatsoever. And it's the animal's completely a nevela, right? So if you never check the knife at any point.
But don't you have this problem anyway when you do check it b'dieved after the shechita?
Yeah, that's just one time. You know, one time you forgot to check it, it's okay. It's just
it's not repeated. It's not a reinforced behavior, I mean.
It's not the system. It's not a consistent thing. It happens one time. But if you do it all the time, that's where they're going to make the mistake.
Right.
One time, they realize something went wrong. You forgot to check it.
That sounds good.
What do you mean by one time?
The marshal is just saying, why are you worried that the one time you do a bidyevet, you forgot to check in advance, and then you check it afterwards, you say the animal's good. So why don't you say from that one time they're going to draw a false conclusion? From that one time when you do it, so he's saying even bidyevet afterwards, we shouldn't allow you to check it.
Right.
But he's saying we should basically knas it. We should basically say the animal's in avail midrabanan, in order to prevent it. But, it's two things. One is the real chashash is when it's a consistent system, like achila, everybody does it always this way. That's the real chashash, that people are going to draw a false conclusion. And also, it's a big chiddush to introduce a knas, that they made it an animal derabban on a nevela, when really deraisa it's fine.
Right.
There's one thing to say, like achila, don't do it this way, whatever. That's one thing, like achila, how you should be knowing to prevent chashash. But a knas derabanan of a nevela is a much bigger move. They didn't do that. Maybe the chashash isn't big enough to justify, creating an isser on the whole animal.
So we hold that if you say that you have to check where.
Yeah.
Would say you don't really have to check where. Why do you check where? Why would they say you check where?
Because they would think, like achila, you shouldn't rely on the fact that he checked the knife. If you have a way of doing checking yourself, don't rely on him, because maybe you'll find that it really is pogum and he didn't check it. But yeah, you could assume he checked it, they'll think. But like achila, don't rely on him, check it yourself. And if you find it's no good, then it's no good. Yeah, don't rely on the umdana. If you could check it, don't rely on the umdana. They'll think it's there, but they'll think, like achila, you shouldn't rely on it, you could just check it yourself.
You what? You mean just stam?
Yeah, right, that was your right, exactly. That's the thing. Stam, don't rely on him. Then if you could check it yourself, it's easy to check. So just check it.
In other words, to minimize your reliance on the momotel.
Right.
But you only do that in matters of tircha.
Correct. That's no problem. That we say achzuk yisrael amazikinen.
Right.
The question is, what kind of a checking is this, if it's dispensable? If it's indispensable, I understand. Then the problem is, why can't people have a chil like that? I mean, the Ron could have answered like the Rashba does. That really, you could do a chil too. The only thing is that there's a chance you'll be mafsa the shkita.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's how the Rashba understands the lekachila. I mean, don't do it because it's going to be no good if you don't want to waste the animal if it comes out that the knife is no good.
Right.
This is the Baltashka's thing.
Yeah, that would be a better terrence. You can't rely on him because he's a moment of the other one. And he's not Tarach. Why can't I do it the way lekachila? Because the danger of it will be mastered the animal.
But is that just Eitzah Tova? Like an Eitzah Tova the Hacham are giving you? Or is it really, would be an Isser of Baltashkas to like do
he,
it in
he
this
He mentions the Isser of Baltashkas.
Wow. I thought Baltashkas only if like it's like a destructive action. Like you're really just trying to be destructive. Not if you're just like lazy or something.
Yeah, well, it is destructive because now the animal's not good for eating.
I know, but like you're not trying to just destroy something. You're just being lazy. You're checking it afterwards as opposed to before. Like that would be Baltashkas, according to the Rashi. I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah, that would really be Baltashkas. Why not? Because you're reducing the value of the meat. You're destroying the bema.
Right.
So why shouldn't that be?
But it's not.
Why shouldn't that be Baltashkas?
Because it's just you're lazy. I mean, sometimes a person is lazy, and
there's consequences. But it's I felt baltasha is when you're like actively just trying to destroy for the sake of like destroying something. Like
you can't be lazy and be destructive.
I mean, that'd be Nesadaraisa. You're saying a guy's lazy and the consequence he loses money, loses an animal, that'd be baltasha.
Yeah, that's right. That makes sense.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right. Okay. I mean, I mean, it could be the Ran, you know, has a smaller definition, a more limited definition about Tashkas. That's why he doesn't want to.
That's a separate question.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Get it straight to Rajbo's answer is a better answer.
Right.
Because the Ran.
Yeah.
It's a clear cut answer.
Yeah, right. If you hold his baltasha, for sure, it's just a simple answer. It gets right to the point.
But according to the Ran, we're saying people will think that it's dispensable. That it's dispensable. So it's, yeah. Yeah, what's read the rounds lashon? Shem Yomar.
He says, Yesh lomar dechol sheashchita tluya bebedika shebesof. Ve'ilu lo hayinu yichol livdok kagon dles lasakin kaman teishchita asura. Ve'im moshen kachila lishchot asmach oso bedika. Shema yachshivu haroen she'ein anu tzrichon lebedikaso.
That's it.
Yeah, right. It's just a Shema Yachshu Haroen She'en on its Shichlin B'dikaso V'yimsru Lo V'lo Yivtiku Acharov V'nim to Oklan Nevelos Kivin She B'dikaso Ma'kevas.
In other words, for some reason, if it's after the Shechita, they'll think
that it's dispensable. But your answer is good. I mean, it's like you're adopting the modifying the Rashba's answer for the Ran. It's not because the Isser Baltashas is just an Eitzah Tova. It's a nonsensical thing. If Bedik is Makeves, to give it to him first and check afterwards. It's like a crazy thing to do. What if you like knife gets lost and you don't check it? What if it comes out bad? You know? So they're going to say, must be, if you're doing that, then it's you're assuming he really is checking it. And the whole reason you checked afterwards is a din l'kachila. But if it really is ma'akiv, I don't think anybody in the right mind would first give it to him and then check. You know, you don't have to bring in the Isser Baltashas. Just it's crazy. Animals cost a lot of money, and why would you risk it? Just check first.
So why do you have to do it later?
You're doing it later, they're going to think it's just the kachila. As much as you cannot rely on the umdana of the mumbar, don't rely on it. As much as you don't have to, don't, because it's easy to check, so check. But you don't need to. It's just a kiyum to not rely on chazakas and umdana when you don't have to. But they're going to say there's no way it's ma'akev or else you would have checked first.
Yeah. It's a little bit difficult. What's the lesson here? Shema Yachshu Haroen.
Shema Yachshu Haroen She'ein Anitzrichim Lebedikaso. You don't really need to. I think you don't really need to.
That really, Mamalatev, is enough. rely on his vidya.
Right.
So why do we do it? Stam chumra.
Yeah, I mean, that's the weak part of the argument. That's like the weak part. Right? I mean, if it's really if you really is a chazakas, then what kind of chumra is that? We rely on chazakas, you know what I'm saying? You know, you have to say it's some type of an umdana, which we rely on, but we don't want to rely on it. So that's right. Like the weakness in the theory, I think. Right? I mean,
but Aaron, you like being from.
Yeah, sure, why not? I think that's the weakness, because if it's a Mimonoshach, if it's a chazaka, he checked it or not. If there's a chazaka, then you rely on chazakas. You don't say, the kachila don't rely on chazakas. And if there's no chazaka, then what's their theory?
Aaron, you like think someone, when you say it's a weakness, it's a sinking ship.
So what?
It doesn't make sense.
No, I'm just saying.
Hey, what are you saying, Andy?
I don't buy it.
You mean why should people say that? Yeah, that's the problem. He doesn't give any indication why they would say that. That if really you have to do it, so why do they say that it's dispensable? So if it's dispensable, what are you doing it for? What's Lashon Hashem Yachshu or Rohim?
Yeah, she says Shema Yachshu or Rohim, Shein on the Trich and the Bidikasa.
Shein on
the Trich
and the Bidikasa.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, and he says, you know, V'yim Tzir Lo, V'lo Yivdiku Akhraf. I mean, yeah. He just tells you what they're going to do afterwards, but.
That they're not going to do it.
Right.
So if it's Kolam Shvita, then they won't say that.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough. It's not smooth. It's not smooth. Dear Shulchan Aruch is not easy. Why is it if it's afterwards, I say it's dispensable? Because I don't want to say it's kosher l'mafreya. Why not?
Because if it was ma'akev, you would have checked beforehand. Why would you check afterwards if it's ma'akev? It's a crazy thing to do. I guess a strong argument. That's a strong argument. If it's really ma'akev, you would have checked in advance. You would never check afterwards. You're just saying a different question. Yeah, but bottom line is, why are you checking? What's the theory of why you're checking? That's true. That's a good. Yeah, but that's a question. That's a nice question. Fine. I don't know. They'll come up with something. But they can infer for sure that it's not ma'akev because you never would give it to them. You would never give it to them without checking if it was ma'akev. That they can know for with certainty. And now, why did you check afterwards? I don't know. They come up with theories. Well, different type of question.
Yeah, come up with the theory.
There's a different type of a question.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's the whole point. There's some kim, you can make different things up. But you can know with certainty that no person would give this guy the shechted animal if it was ma'akiv, if you didn't check it. And if you didn't check anything, you're going to ruin the animal. It's crazy. You didn't check the knife. What's the idea? The knife is no good. Nobody's checked this knife. He's not checking it. You're not checking it. You're just hoping it's going to be good. And you'll check it afterwards. It's a crazy thing to do. Check it beforehand. You're going to end up with a nevela. How much money are you going to lose? Nobody would ever do that. That you know with certainty, that it must be, that it's, if this is the way you're doing it, if this is the way you're doing it, for sure it's not ma'akev. There's nobody, that's for sure, that's certain. Now, why you're checking afterwards is a different type of question.
That's true. But it's still the question.
Yeah, fine, but they can come up with different reasons. And why do they have to? That's the Rabbanim's job. They're just Amorats, and they see this. And they figure the rabbis have some reason why they check it afterwards for whatever reason. But it's not Ma'akev.
Really, means they didn't want you to use, for some reason they didn't want you to use a momolatero.
Yeah, right. So they told you to check it after. Who knows why? But it's a different type of problem because there could be 50 different answers. Who knows what they, you know what I mean? They don't even have to come up with an answer. They could just say there's as many reasons possible. But they just know with certainty that it's not makiv, or else there's no way. Like Achila, you're just going to keep giving, checking afterwards.
Yeah, why not?
Because it's a crazy thing to do. If it looks like the knife is pugum, the animal's going to be in the vela.
So then,
why would you do that? So check first. Just check first. Why would you check after when you could check first? Why would you risk the animal becoming a nevela when you could just check beforehand? If he's really not checking, and you don't assume he's checking at all, so then there's no way you're going to let him do the shlita without first checking it. Why? Why would you do that? And consistently over and over, like achilish, over and over, you can always check afterwards? As opposed to checking beforehand, it just doesn't make any sense. Nobody would ever do that.
Because
you lose money. You're going to lose money on it.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can describe it properly, but I thought you were going a little bit of a different direction earlier, that there are situations in halacha where we don't check, like we don't go after because of Ein Machzik Kinani Sura. Like sometimes we don't want to know, and we don't assume there's a problem, and so we don't check after the fact. Something about this, again, I can't describe it exactly, but something about this feels funny that you would check. It doesn't sound like any ma'akev. It's not so different than what Aaron's saying, but I don't know that any ma'akev situation you would check afterward. Normally in halacha we like. We don't go after it, establish something as usser, right? You don't like after you eat something, you don't go look in the bag of lettuce to make sure there are no bugs. Like we don't in halacha, it usually doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but why shouldn't it work that way? There are many cases where you may find out later.
Are there the other cases like where after you've brought the carbon, you go back and start checking pieces to make sure that it wasn't?
I don't know if we know. We have no shots on your fingertips for that one.
Yeah.
But they'll say it's a chumra b'alma.
Is there another area where you check after the fact to retroactively make something usser?
I mean, the question, you can only work with the logic here.
Okay.
Yeah, so Aaron, is that how you explain it? That if it was really ma'akev, so then you'd never do it.
Yeah, right. And that's a solid conclusion that they're drawing. Right. And then I'm saying the question of, oh, so why are you checking afterwards is like a different type of a problem. It's a problem that can have many different solutions, and they don't even have to come up with a consistent theory. They're not lumped on it. It's not on them to figure out why you're doing it. They can know with certainty that it's not ma'akev, or else you would have done it before. You know. Right.
Yeah. All right, let's go further. Come back to it.
Shall okay. So the next thing we took up, we didn't really answer, but we just took up the machlokas between the Ran and the Rambam about whether this whole halacha of Mumar L'Teavon, that you say he's not going to be Terech to check the Sakin, is that only a Mumar L'Ochel Nevelos L'Teavon? That's the Ran. But if he was a mumar l'davar acher, then he's a kosher, a Jew for shechita completely. What do I care if he, if he eats arla? Doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
But the Rambam held that no, once he's a mumar l'davar echad, it's true he's not a mumar l'chol terakula. That's the Rambam's holding. It's not true. But still, you would think he's not going to be tereach anymore.
Right. In other words, the Rambam learns that once you find that he's a mumar l'teavon, he's considered Misrash over Mitzvahs. Correct?
Right.
And since he's Misrash over Mitzvahs, so wherever you need Tircha, he's not going to be there. Correct?
Right.
So that's why, even if it's the Dover Acher, it doesn't matter. Because once you see that he's a Mummer L'Tehran, so you see he's Misrash El B'Shmeres HaMitzvahs, so therefore you can't trust him when you need Tircha, because he won't go through the Tircha. That's the Rambam Shita.
Right.
Okay, so what does the Ran hold? The Ran considers him a kosher gomer with regard to the other mitzvah. Let me ask you this question. According to the Rambam, let's say we find that he's very machmer in a certain area and he does expend a lot of energy in another area, what would the Rambam say? Like, let's say in one area he's with the other. But in another area, he's very machmer.
Right.
That's a good question.
Right?
Didn't the Gemara say that, like, about the Kutim, maybe, or the Tzdukim, or whatever, like, what they're machmer on, they're even more machmer than we are?
Yeah, but that's different. They're not Mumu L'Tehavon. It's a question of what they accept. But whatever they accept, uh-huh. Now, there's no lax. There's no L'Tehavon. They're not Misrashim.
I see. That's interesting. You mean that's not a Yitzhara thing? That's not they can't overcome the Yitzhara. That's just they have a philosophically they have a distortion.
That's right.
That's interesting.
Are you asking Rebbe, does that neutralize his rashlus?
Yeah, would that neutralize according to the Rambam? So what's the answer? I think the answer is very simple. The Rambam would say to you that the fact that he's misrational with mitzvahs is a fact, and that's why you can't trust him when it requires tircha. But if he's machmir, that could be like a superstition, or it could be some other crazy emotion. So that can't prove anything.
It's working.
He's unreliable.
Two different orbits, you mean?
Yeah, because once you see he's misrational with mitzvahs, that's a fact. Now if he's machmir in a certain mitzvah, who knows why?
Uh-huh.
He's suspicious. He has some kind of emotion. You follow?
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be a kasha on the Rambam. Okay, let's take the Ran. How does the Ran learn? The Ran learns, for some reason, that even though he's misrational in one mitzvah, visiting the other mitzvah, he's a kasha gomer. Correct?
Right.
What does it do with the Rambam's taina? That he sees Misrash El Mitzvahs.
You'd say his emotion is limited to the area of kashrus, of meat. He can't control himself in that area only.
Yeah, but why should you say that? I mean, what kind of crazy, he's a crazy kind of psychology.
You're right, he's a neurotic. Sometimes a neurotic is a neurotic about a particular thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean that, like, in every other area, he'll have a problem.
Yeah, but here it's not neurotic. He's misrational. Neurotic would be if he kept it. You could say that. You'd say he has some crazy reason. But if he's misrational the mitzvah, then he's not trustworthy, period. I think the answer is that the Ran learns that every mitzvah is a separate Kabbalah mitzvah. In other words, entire mitzvahs, each mitzvah is a separate Kabbalah. So since each mitzvah is a separate Kabbalah, look at each mitzvah independently. If he's misrashel in this mitzvah, so then we say, in so far as the Kabbalah is a mitzvah, so he's weak in this area. But it doesn't mean there's no Kabbalah in the other area.
But Rebbe, according to that, wouldn't you not trust him for Shechita in general? Because as soon as you'd say he's not makabel the mitzvah of Shechita, so then we shouldn't trust him for any area of Shechita.
You're right. So that's why, according to the Ran, it's only in the area of Shechita. He has to be a mumu l'tehavon in the area of Shechita. So if he's a mumla teva and then something else, then we don't say he's a mumla teva out here. Because each mitzvah is a separate distinct kabbalah.
You're saying that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran, whether each mitzvah has its own kabbalah or there's one kabbalah of Kol Tarkula?
Right. And if you say there's one kabbalah Kol Tarkula, he's misrashim on one, he's misrashim on everything. But if you say each mitzvah is an independent kabbalah, so insofar as his kabbalah, insofar as one mitzvah, if he's misrashim on that mitzvah, he's misrashim the kedusha of one mitzvah. He's not misrashim the kedusha of the other, because he looks at the mitzvahs as separate entities of kedusha.
Right, but wouldn't the Rambam holds that the mumla l'dav rechad is not a mumla chol terakula, because otherwise, even if you check the knife, it wouldn't be good because he'd be right. It wouldn't be b'chalal shchita.
What do you mean?
I feel like that's why you're giving the hakira, whether it's one kabbalah kol terakula or each mitzvah. That
right.
Seems like it would be that's the svara for the question of whether you say mumla devar echad is a mumla kol terakula. You know, I'm saying according to the Rambam, if you say it's really one kabbalah, so then basically it's not makabala Torah. So you should be a mumla kol terakula, and his shechita should be possible just intrinsically because he should be like an akum now.
But it's not that he's not makabala. The Kabbalah is there, but it's Misrashel and Shemira.
So Aaron's saying that he'll be in this Rashel in other Shemira of anything else, too.
That's only if it's one Kabbalah.
Right, so isn't that your question, Aaron?
No, Rabbi's answering. He's saying that it doesn't mean that he's not mekabel the Torah. He's mekabel the whole Torah, even this mitzvah. It's just that he's Nisrashel. His
mitzvah
not
is
Kabbalah. Right.
So you wouldn't call him an Akam, right? It's just a Shmira.
No, that's only if he's Lahazis.
Mm-hmm. Interesting chilek. Kabbalah, mitzvah, Kabbalah, Torah.
Yeah, because the Ran used the Lashon. He says, with regard to the other mitzvah, he's a kosher gomer.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he hasn't shown any esrashlus in his Kabbalah. So it's only where he demonstrates esrashlus in his Kabbalah. There we say that he's a mumla teva. But if he hasn't demonstrated esrashlus vis-a-vis another mitzvah, so then he never came to a situation which caused him to compromise his Kabbalah mitzvah.
But would you say that this has a limit? That if this guy who's this Rasho in many areas, maybe even Ikrei Das, you'd still say he's not this Rasho?
In Ikrei Das, you're dealing with a guy who's a kofer.
Even if it's only his Rashless, it's not Mahas.
What do I mean? How could it be Ikrei Das?
Let's say guy never davens, guy never wears tefillin, never keeps Shabbos, but we'll still say that he's good for Shechita?
Would you say he's good for Shechita? According to who?
According to the Ram. The Rambam we know already, once he's this Rashal, he's no good. In all areas, but according to the Ran, I'm asking.
Well, it depends what he does. I mean, if he does something like he doesn't put on film, and there's no Kabbalah and mitzvahs altogether. I'm talking about a guy who has Kabbalah and mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm. So it's only up to a point that would still be in emunus for the Shechita.
It would seem so.
Yeah, makes sense.
Hey, Rabbi. So, the Ron tries to prove his point from the fact he says, the kivan the kaimelon the mumel davrecha and loav and mumel lechol terakula, rehu lenyan shchita ki shal kasher. But he's saying that he seems to be saying that that's good for the question by mumel davrecha is mumel lechol terakula, and since we hold is mumel lechol terakula, you see it's separate individual kabbalas in each mitzvah, right?
Right.
But you're saying the Rambam learned that even though he's not a Mumel Chol Terakula, you can say he has Kabbalah of Chol Terakula is intact, but he's still Nisrashel in his Asiyas and Mitzvos.
I don't know how the Rambam learns this Gemara.
Rabbi, I'm saying that's the Ron's argument. That's the Ron's argument against the Rambam. Yeah, that we hold.
Yeah, but what is the Rambam that way?
Well, the Rambam must hold that way, because otherwise, even if you check the knife and you gave it to him, it would be no good. Because he's a Mumel Chol Terakula. So then he's not, shouldn't Shechita be intrinsically no good, like the Mechal Shabbos or an Akum? Right, if you see he's a Mumel Chol Terakula, then why is checking the knife going to help you? The Gavra's lacking.
According to?
According to the Rambam.
Because he's Mr. Rashil.
No, I'm saying that's the Rambam's Chiluk. The Rambam's saying it's true, Paskin, he's not a Mumel Chol Terakula. But he's still Nisrashel and Chol Terakula.
I don't know the Rambam is in Gemara. But is there, what's the question in the Rambam?
I'm saying that the Ron's raya against the Rambam seems to be that we paskin that this guy who's a Mumel Davrechad is not a Mumel Chol Terakula. And therefore he should be a Yisrael Kasher vis-a-vis Shechita.
Well, you don't know where the Rambam is. What kind of a Mumel? That he doesn't accept the mitzvah?
Yeah, one mitzvah, it's davrecha, not shechita, but some other thing. He wears shatness or something.
Right.
So that's the question. So the Ron says, we hold he's not a mumel chol terakula, and therefore you say vis-a-vis shechita is Yisrael kasha.
That's right, because if he's nisrashil and shatness.
Right. Right. But I'm saying is Lachor, the Rambam has this category somewhere in between where he's an Nisrashel b'chol terakula, but you wouldn't say he's a mumel chol terakula.
Okay.
But I mean, that seems to be the Rambam's point where he's arguing the Ron, that he's holding this like a middle category. That just because we paskid he's not a mumel chol terakula doesn't mean he's not Nisrashel b'chol terakula. There's a way to say your Kabbalah of Kol Torah is intact, but you're still like Choshe that you're Nisrasha on anything.
So which sheet is the ask on the Rambam?
Yeah, on the Rambam, exactly. I'm not asking a question. I'm just saying that seems to be the Rambam's Kiddush against the Ram. That he's saying there's no Raya, the fact that we hold he's not a Mumel Kol Terakula. That's not a Raya that we're not Choshe Shim to be Nisrasha, another mitzvah. Because it's possible to say that he keeps the whole Torah, but he's Nisrashel in different mitzvahs.
He wants to see his Nisrashel, the mitzvah achas, he's Nisrashel, will be Nisrashel in other mitzvahs.
Right. But that doesn't mean he's a Mumel Chol Terakula. There's still a difference between, that's how we paskin in that question.
But that is that thing about Mumer, the Chol Terakula, is talking about Mumer Teyavon, or is talking about Mumer Vahachas?
I mean, I think the question, the Gemara, that machlokus is about mumel teyavon. Do you say he's a mumel lechol terakula? He's a mumel de'at davrechad or not?
Yeah, but there's another kind of mumel. Where he's not lahasis, and he's not a teyavon. He's simply...
Right, that's the next. Right.
So it could be Ramlan, that's the case.
What's the third mover?
It's Nasalokata.
Right, the Ram's next case. I understand. You're saying it's you don't want to get involved in that other sugya until we see it or something.
Correct.
Okay, here.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we should stop here.
Okay.
We'll come back to it. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, fine.
Yeah, nice area, Rabbi Shkoyach.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.